it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Yes, it does. That's my gardening knowledge, Dwayne. Good morning.
No, it doesn't.
I've learned a lot from you.
Yep, that's why we have the show, so we all can learn a lot.
That's right. So how's things going on this beautiful Thursday morning?
Isn't this weather been absolutely gorgeous? Can't ask for a nicer spring, weather-wise, anyway. Being safe is another story, trying to take care of ourselves. We've been very, very, very busy. Our greenhouses are all open. They're jam-packed full. Everything looks really good. So if you're looking for items, shop local. We're here in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. Be glad to help you out. Fully staffed. Yep. We are open in Dawson and fully open in Montevideo. And if you need us in Madison, you can call in or go in the back door or the greenhouse in the back, and they'll help you out there.
That's right. I drove by the Dawson, your place in Dawson yesterday. Boy, is the greenhouse looked full.
It's full, and we add stuff every day. We haul back and forth between the shops with a trailer, and so we have lots of stuff, lots of plants, I should say. And I see one of your questions, Paul, is there a shortage of tomatoes and pepper plants?
Yeah, someone asked that question. Is there a shortage of tomato plants?
Well, I can tell you personally, not at Heather Nursery and Floral.
Okay.
We have tons of tomatoes in four packs and also singles and also larger tomatoes. And I think we have about 9 different varieties. So you can check that out. And peppers, we have green bell peppers, jalapenos, banana peppers, sweet peppers. So have lots of that. And to add to that list, we have lots and lots of different types of herbs too. So
okay.
We have lots of vegetables and lots of vine crops and cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. All that. So whatever you need for your garden, onion plants, and onion sets, potatoes, garlic, shallots. So
wow.
You can check that. While planting that garden, we have seeds, and we have more seeds coming in. I've never sold so many garden seeds in my life, Paul.
Really?
As this year. Yeah. People are planting gardens, kind of like a victory garden, and people have time on their hands, so they're planting gardens. It's the number one recreational activity in the United States.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, very popular. So
yeah.
And we have a lot of... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to open our phone lines up here. If you have a garden or lawn question for Dwayne, you can just give us a call here at the radio station, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301, and we'll try to get your garden or lawn question on here before 11:30. So, Dwayne,
Before we get into all the questions and stuff, I just like to encourage people to put their orders in for next week for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. We have lots of, fresh-cut flower bouquets. Glad to help you out there. Hanging baskets, always a favorite. We sell a lot of those for Mom, and we also have all kinds of gardening-type things. So if you have your mom on mind, give us a call, and we'll get that order filled for you.
Okay.
That's next week already.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, good place to shop, Heather Floral Nursery, for Mother's Day coming up. So.
Yep. And remember, our greenhouses are full, and there sure is a lot of beautiful flowers. So come and check it out.
Okay. All right. Here's one question, kind of off what we talked about last week about lawns. How big should lawns be? I mean, that was the question. How big should a lawn be?
Well, if you're buying grass seed from me, it could be huge.
As big as you want, right?
Yeah. I don't really understand what the question is. Whatever property you have, I guess usually, you fill it up with grass. I mean, so it can be anywhere from real little to, like we had a question last week, up to 3 to 4 acres.
Right.
And some farms are a lot even bigger than that. So it depends on how much you like to mow.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that was off a question last week, acres of lawn, and so, you know, how big, well, should a lawn be?
We figured that out, and if you look, if question is pertaining to how much grass seed do you need for a lawn, usually you put 4 to 5 pounds of a cool season grass, which we have here. That's the kind of grass that we have, bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescue grasses, and we have mixtures of that, so you sure can get that at our shops.
How deep should you plant your grass seed, Dwayne?
You don't want grass seed planted very deep at all, just barely covered. So what we do is, if you have a small lawn, you know, get the lawns as level as you want, you know, till it up, level it out, and then I rake it with a soft rake, and then I put the grass seed down on top of that, and then probably a starter fertilizer. Then I take the rake and flip it upside down and just barely brush it and then roll it, and that's plenty deep. You just barely want to cover up the grass seed.
Okay. All right. We'll stay with the lawn topic here with a question. Is it too early to spray for dandelions?
No, you know what? They're blooming. There's blooming dandelions out there, so you can spray that, and I usually spray that with Trimet. Or if you have Creeping Charlie with those dandelions, there's a spray that is called Weed Free Zone, and that's kind of the item that's been selling today even. I'd use Weed Free Zone, and that'll take care of your broadleaf weeds.
Okay. Yeah, some people's lawns, I see dandelions already.
They're out there. So it's the beginning of spraying season, and you want to do it on a warm day. It feels pretty good today, but don't want to have it windy so it spray doesn't go onto your garden or other shrubs and that type of stuff. So do it on a still day. And I saw a guy spraying his lawn. Wear boots so you don't absorb the chemicals if you're walking on your lawn. And also wear gloves. And if you have the mask, put a mask on too. That'd be good. Kind of protect yourself.
Right.
Health is important, and we're learning that.
Yep. Maynard was just commenting here about how big should a lawn be. He said your lawn should stop at your property line.
isn't that the truth? Yeah.
All right. The phone's ringing here. We got another question. This person appears to have mold in lawn, grass, and bare spots. How do I know if it's mold, and how do I fix it?
Mold, you can see, is that real short, spongy type thing that's turning green now. It could have started years ago, but last year when it was so wet, the moisture is staying there, so mold will grow. Usually called moss. It's moss in your lawn. What you need to do is there's a Moss Max, which is iron, and iron will kill moss, or add gypsum. But gypsum is magnesium and calcium mixed together, and that'll loosen up your soil, and so the water drains out of there, and that'll kill it. If you see a lot of that, I would rake it up and put gypsum on your lawn. That's also another form of fertilizer for your lawn. And the bare spots, you should rake up or dethatch your lawn and put grass seed on those spots. And if it's dog spots, that gypsum will neutralize that urine, and you'll be able to plant grass.
Okay. I have a couple bare spots in my lawn. What causes the bare spot?
I don't know. Is there a dog running around?
Nope.
Spilling gas? Or in my lawn, I got squirrels digging up my lawn. They must have planted pine cones in my lawn last year. The little guy gets the pine cone out of the ground. He comes up on the steps and looks right at me and chews on his pine cone. I think he's just trying to tick me off. But he sure is cute. I don't know. It could be winter kill or something going on there. I had the question yesterday, and they said, do I have grub worms? It's kind of too early. The ground isn't warm enough to see the grub worms. There's a lot of little bumps all over the lawn, and that's earthworm castings. And a few earthworms are good, but a lot of earthworms put a lot of bumps in your soil, and that's not good.
Okay. Here's one more question here, Dwayne. What plants work best in pots?
Depends on if you have, first of all, I would see how big the pot was, and then if it's going to be in the sun or the shade. If you're talking about flowers, that's why we have all different varieties. I would mix it up. Usually have a rule of thumb is a filler, a spiller, and a thriller plant. A thriller would be something real exciting, right, bright, and like maybe a coleus plant or begonia type thing. A spiller would be like a plant that hangs over the side, which could be vinca or a sweet potato plant. There's all kinds of vines. And then a taller one you probably have in there as a grass or a spike or something that's a little taller. And if you like that, or you can plant all the same thing, come on down and I'll sure help you out. And if you bring your pot down to Heather Nursery, we'll sure help you plant it. You can bring a pot or you can get a pot here and we can pick out plants, or we can just pick them out for you and kind of get your color tone or whatever you want. And if you don't know what you want, we'll make it anyway.
Okay. Notice, Dwayne, a lot of the trees are budding pretty good right now, aren't they?
Yeah, it looks really nice out. That little rain we had, a couple shots of rain, sure greened things up. The lawns are green. Things are budding out. I have on my notes here to talk about the plant of the week. And forsythia, it sets its flowers before it has leaves. And usually that's a bright yellow. And I have a big, huge one in my backyard. It's absolutely gorgeous. That's one of the first things that flowers out. And another tree that I've seen that has flowers is the magnolia trees. If you don't have a magnolia tree, that would be one to add to your yard because there's not too many around here. But Royal Star Magnolia or Merrill Magnolia is completely hardy here.
Mm.
It has big, huge white flowers on it.
Okay.
It's blooming this week.
How big a tree can it get?
It's a smaller tree.
Okay.
You can get it as a bush or you can get it as a tree, and it would be 25 feet tall.
Okay. All right. So, good.
Things are leaping out.
Yep. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Dwayne, but I after last week's garden show, I went on my phone and just went to my Play Store and just see if there was garden apps or garden lawn apps.
Yep.
Wow, there's a lot of them. I was surprised at that. Are you familiar with any garden apps at all? Or
I have Dwayne apps.
Yeah, that's all you need to know, right?
Well, done this for 45 plus years now, heard about every question. Yeah, and I go on those apps or watch TV programs or listen to Paul on the radio. And not everything you see is definitely, might not be for our area or our soil type. Because I get that a lot. People saw, I saw this plant on TV, or I read about it or saw it on the computer. And it might be a hardy plant for Florida. But if you don't see too many of them around here, it's probably not hardy for here.
Okay. All right, got 1 minute to go. Once again, Heather Floral Nursery, they are open. The greenhouses are open, I should say. And we got Mother's Day coming up.
Our stores at Dawson and Montevideo are open, okay, the whole store. If you go to Madison, go in the back, and they'll help you in the greenhouse, and they'll get the stuff out of the store if you want. We are open. Okay. Mother's Day week is next week, so if you can place your order or come in and pick out what you want. We have fresh bouquets, hanging baskets. Like we're talking about, we can plant you up a floral container, or you can pick some out that we have. The other thing is gardening is going 100%, and we have lots and lots of supplies. There's no limitation on tomatoes or peppers here. We have lots.
All right, got to run, Dwayne.
Okay, hey, happy Mother's Day week, but we'll talk to you next week on Thursday again.
All right. That's Dwayne Hasted with our garden show for this morning.